Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf ayin vav, and we are 6 lines from the top of daf ayin hey amid beis. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we started the new perek, the 9th perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, perek hanisrofim. Perek hanisrofim deals with the people that were chayiv sreifa. And the people that were chayiv sreif is a much smaller list than the people that were chayiv skila. Right in the last parak, we learned sugyas of avodah zarah, kishuv, chilul Shabbos, baal naira murasa, moilach, ben tzoru moira. Why? Because there was a mishnah that mentioned the niskalin. There were 18 niskalin, and the mishnah went through one by one. So this parak begins with the nisrafim. There's only 2 people that are mentioned in the Torah as being chayiv sreif. And who is that? Someone that's baal chamoisai. And an Eshes Ish, that's a Bas Koyin, instead of getting Chenek, or maybe Skila, if she was a Naira Murasa, if she's a Bas Koyin, the Torah says, Be'esh Tisarim. So the first sugi over here deals with the Loch of Chamoisai. Now the Pasuk that says that Chamoisai gets Reifa is one Pasuk in the Torah. Ve'esh HaSheyikach Es Isha Ve'es Ima, Zimahi, Be'esh Yisrafu Oisai Ve'esen, V'losiyah Zimah B'Seychachim. But we saw in the Mishnah that even though the Pasuk literally is talking about one Erva, the Erva of Chamoisai, but really it means 9 Arayas. There are 8 additional Arayas that I learned out from the Erva of Chamoisai. Bitoi, Bas Bitoi, Ubas Benoi. Bas Ishtoi, Ubas Bito, Ubas Beno. Chamoisai, that's what's mefurish in the Pasuk. Ve'em Chamoisai, Ve'em Chamov. And naturally, if the other 8 are not explicit anywhere in the Pasuk, we're going to have to come up with some drushes to try to figure out where exactly they are referenced. And the Gemara brought a braisa that goes from Daf Ayin Heyam and Aleph to Daf Ayin Heyam and Beis that describes what exactly is the Makar. Where in this Pasuk do you come to the 8 other arayas that are mentioned? So we've been going through the braisa. The Gemara mentioned how you know Bitoi, Bas Bitoi, Ubas Benoi. The Gemara mentioned how we know Bas Ishtoi, Ubas Bita, Ubas Beno. And now we're going up to the next part of the Braisa. The Braisa had said, Amar Mar, Minayin Lasois Lemato Kilomala. It's not clear what exactly that means. Minayin Lasois Lemato Kilomala. Zok the Gemara, my Lemato Kilomala. What do we mean? Ilem Ubas Beno, Ubas Bito. Kebito. Do we mean to say that how do you know that Lemato is Kilomailo, that Bas Beno and Bas Bito are like Bito? And just like if someone's Baal Bito, he's going to be Chayiv Tzreifa. How do we know that? So the Gemara had learnt it out on the top of the Omid from Gzeres Shavah. So maybe the next part of the Brayis is coming to say that Bas Bina and Bas Bita is going to be treated like Bita. So just like someone that's born Bita is Chayiv Tzreifa, so too someone that's born Bas Bita or Bas Bina is also going to be Chayiv Tzreifa. And again, how do you fit that into the words of Lamata Kilamayla? Lamata would mean one generation lower. Lamayla would mean a generation higher. So that Lamata, the granddaughter, is treated like Lamaila, like her mother, like the daughter, Zakti Gemara, but that can't be Pshat. Why not? Because Bahadi Adadi Ka'asin, the same limud that the Gemara had brought previously that taught us Bas Bita and Bas Bina teaches me Bita as well. So that can't be the Makar. Ella says the Gemara, Eim Chomov Ve'em Chamoisoi Ke Chamoisoi. Maybe what it means is it's coming to teach us something else. Coming to teach us, how do you know that in addition for there being an erva of chamoisoi, there's also an erva of eim chamov ve'eim chamoisoi. So a person is not allowed to be with his shviger's mother or his shver's mother. And how do you know that? Maybe that's what the Gemara means. That's this limit over here. Minayin lasa is lamata kilamala. But the Gemara says I have a problem with that because hai lamata kilamaila, lamaila kilamata havoi. That's not lamata kilamaila. That's the reverse. That's lamaila kilamata. You're learning the older generation from the younger generation. Lamata kilamaila sounds like you're telling me a younger generation is going to be nisraba like an older generation. This is in the exact reverse. So the Gemara says ti lamaila kilamata. You're right. It's a good kashin. For that reason, just change the girsa and the brisa, and that's what the brisa is coming to teach me. What the brisa is coming to teach me is the makar to the eim chamoisai and eim chamov. How do I know that? I know that from the gzeira shava that the brisa brings. But the point is, it's not lemata kilamaila, it's lemaila kilamata. But ihachi, the Gemara's kash is nemer kan zima, nemer lahalan zima. The makar the Gemara said is gzeira shava zima zima. The problem is, there's no way there's gzeira shava that teaches me eim chamoisai and eim chamov from Chamoisai. Why not? Because Umahash the Inni Lo Ksiva. It doesn't say Im Chamoisai in the Torah, period. Zima the Du Ksiva? Could it say the word Zima in the parish of Im Chamoisai and Im Chamov? It doesn't say Im Chamoisai and Im Chamov anywhere in the parish. So there's no way that you can have Xer Shava. It says Zima sounds like it says Zima in the parish. There's no parish. It doesn't even exist. It's not Mefurish anywhere in the Torah that it's Aser. That there's an erva called Im Chamoisa Im Chamov. Amr Abaya. Sabaya said, Hachi Kamen. This is what the Braisa must mean. Again, the Braisa is coming to teach me Im Chamoisa Im Chamov. And the way you read the Braisa is, Minayin Lasi Shloisha Dairus Lamala, Kishloisha Dairus Lamata. How do you know that the erva Lamala goes three generations, just like the erva Lamata goes three generations? Nema Lamata, Zima, Venema Lamaila, Zima, Malamata, Shloisha Dairus, Hafla Maila, Shloisha Dairus. Where do you find that it goes three generations Lamata? Because a person has an iser bas ishtoi, and a person has an iser to be with his wife's granddaughter, bas pita and bas bana. So that she's already the granddaughter, is the third generation of his wife. So too, when it goes lamaila, it works the same way. There's an iser chamoisai, that's one generation higher, which would be the second generation. And then the Eim Chamoisa, the Eim Chamov would be the third generation. Uma ba'oinish asa lamata kilamayla, af bazar anami asa lamata kilamayla. And just like with regards to oinish, we say that it goes three generations. Benegei da azara, it would go three generations as well. Why do you need a bazara? Because ein inshin elam kei mazirin. If you have to have an azara somewhere before in the Torah, that's what the Gzeirah Shavah is coming to teach me. So again, the Braisa had said, minayin lasleis lamata kilamayla. We weren't even sure what lamata kilamayla meant. Says Abaya, what it means is the Brice is coming to teach me where do I see or what's the makar that Eim Chamoisai ve'Eim Chamov are going to be Chayiv Sreifa. Chamoisai, that's Mefurish in the Pasuk. Eim Chamoisai ve'Eim Chamov are not Mefurish in the Pasuk. How do I know it? The answer is Gzeir Shava Zima Zima. What does that mean, this Gzeir Shava? There's Gzeir Shava between the Parsha of Chamoisai and the Parsha of Bas Ishtai. How does the Gzeir Shava work? It says Zima by Chamoisai. It says Zima by Bas Ishtai. Just like by Bas Ishtai, it's Bas Ishtai and one generation lower. It goes down three generations. So to Chamoisai, it's Chamoisai on one generation higher. That's how you get the Eim Chamoisai ve'Eim Chamav. Rav Ashi said it differently. Right, what was the big doichik with Abayis Pshat? The doichik with Abayis Pshat was that Abayis was changing the Gersa and the Braisa. The Braisa said, Minayin Lasois Lemata Kilamayla. And really, if the makar that we're bringing is a makar for Eim Chamoisa ve'Eim Chamav, we're not proving that Lamata is Kilamayla, we're proving that Lamayla is Kilamata. So Rav Ashi said, Lo'ilam Kidiktani. Really, it's what the words in the Braisa is the way it is. Don't edit the Braisa. But the halacha that the Braisa is coming to teach me is the halacha of Eim Chamoisa ve'Eim Chamav. The problem is, Eim Chamoisa ve'Eim Chamav is not Lamata. It's lamayla. So the Braisa shouldn't say lamata kilamayla. It should say lamayla kilamata. So the Gemara, my lamata, lamata be'isser. When it says lamata, what it means is lamata be'isser. It's a darga lower as it relates to isser. Meaning it makes more sense that chamoisai should be more chamer than eim chamoisai. Because eim chamoisai is one more degree removed from his wife. So it's considered lamata in that sense. It's a generation older. Your in-laws' parents are going to be older than your in-laws. So from that standpoint, it's lamayla. It's one generation closer to Sinai. But in terms of level of iser, it's considered lamata. It's not considered lamayla. Zokti gemari, mahi, eim, ima, period. So that's that part of the braisa. So that part of the braisa, minayin lasa is lamata kilamayla, whether it's lamayta kilamayla, whether it's lamayla kilamata, it's coming to teach me how you know, eim chamoise ve'eim chama. But one thing that came from this whole sugya is that there's a gzeres shava between the parasha of bas ishtoi and the parasha of bitoi. So that was yesterday's daf. There's a gzeres shava between the parasha of bas ishtoi and the parasha of bitoi. What did the Gemara use the gzeres shava for? They tell me that just like bas ishtoi is sreifa, so too, Bita is going to be Sreifa as well. So there's a Gzeirah Shava between Bas Ishta and Bita. So as if in Halacha, there's some similarity between a man's own Kroivim, as it relates to the laws of Arayas, and his wife's Kroivim, as it relates to the laws of Arayas. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, I have a big problem. Ima hi eim ima asura, afu eim ima asura. That means if we're going to equate a person's own relatives, L'inyan Arayas, to his wife's relatives, L'inyan Arayas. So you have to equate it, L'chura, L'gamre. You have to say they're exactly identical. The problem is they're not exactly identical. Because we just said that there's an erva called Eim Chamoisoy and Eim Chamov. It's a real erva. It's an erva deraisa. As a matter of fact, it's Sreif. It's one of the eight additional arayas that are somehow included in the parish of Sreifa that the Torah mentioned by Chamoisoy. Now, Eim Chamoisoy the Eim Chamov is another way of saying your wife's grandmother. Now, a man is not osur to his own grandmother. It's shnios la'arayas, it's osur midrabanan, but it's not osur midrayisa. It's afraid to Gemara, if you're going to tell me that there's a gzera shava that compares a person's own kraven to his wife's kraven, le'inyan arayas, so why don't we say that just like a person is osur to his wife's grandmother, so too should be osur to his grandmother. You're telling me that bas ishto is kapitoi, le'inyan treifa, for example, so that means there's a gzera shava, there's something that says the two parashis have to be the same. So why don't we say, imahi, just like with regards to your wife, eim ima, her mother's mother, also known as eim chamoisai, asura, midai raisa, even treifa, afu eim ima asura, amar abayas said, amar kra, the pasuk says, imcha hi, it says by the parash of ima, mishom ima yata mechaibi, mishom eim ima. In the parash of ima, there's a miut, it says, imcha hi, only mother, not mother's mother. Even though in Svara or based on the Gzeres Shava, that's the way it should be. But Lemaisa, it's not the way it is. Abai gave a very straightforward teretz. Rava Amar. But Rava is the reason that today's daf is hard. Rava is going to say two things in today's daf that make today's daf hard. So Rava Amar, Rava said, no, the teretz is not so simple, Abai. It's a little bit more complicated. And really, Rava says that in order to fully appreciate the Gemara's teretz, we have to juggle four different variables. And Rava introduces us to two shaylas. So one we've discussed at length here in Perek recently in the last 20-30 blot. The other is maybe something that we haven't. So working backwards, says Rava, there's machloikis in Shas, doin mina umina, or doin mina ba'iki ba'asra. Doin mina umina means that if you're going to learn something from another parsha, so you have parsha A and parsha B, and we're going to learn something from parsha B, and apply it to Parsha A. So we're learning from B to A. A is the Lamed, B is the Melamed. When we learn a halacha, does it mean that you take all the details from B as well? Meaning you treat A as if it was B? Or no, we just apply the halacha that we're learning, and now that halacha is going to be governed by the details that govern Parsha A. So Parsha A has its own Shulchan Aruch, Parsha B has its own Shulchan Aruch, and now we're taking a detail from Parsha B and we're learning Parsha A from Parsha B. So do we say that even though usually Parsha A is governed one way and Parsha B is governed another way, but now that I learned this halacha from Parsha B, even though it's Parsha A, it has to be governed by the laws and the details of Parsha B? Or do we say, no, it doesn't necessarily work that way. You take from Parsha B the halacha. Once you bring it to Parsha A, it now is subject to the laws that govern Parsha A. The mandama that says doin mina umina holds that if you're going to learn something from another Parsha, you learn the halacha umina, and every detail comes along with it. The mandama that holds doin mina va'iki ba'asra holds, you learn the detail, but ultimately you're going to be governed by the halachas of your own Parsha. That's the first. The second machloikis is when we deal with Sreifa and Skila, which is more chomer? Is Skila more chomer or Sreifa more chomer? The Stam Mishnah right in the beginning of Perek Abra Mises is that Skila is more chomer. Reb Shimon argued. Reb Shimon said that really Sreifa is more chomer. So Zachti Gemara, Rava Amar Rava said, Bein Laman Dama Doi Mino Mino, Bein Laman Dama Doi Mino Va'ika Ba'asra, La Yasya. There's no way you can make it work. This kasha that you want to have, what's the kasha? That a person should be usher to his mother's mother, his own grandmother, his maternal grandmother, as an erva deraisa, based on the gzeres shava between bitoy and bas ishtoy. So if you're comparing bitoy to bas ishtoy, so we should apply it to lemaila as well, and say just like with regards to your wife's kraven, there's an iser im chamoisoy, so too there should be an iser with regards to your own kraven of im imay as well. Zok de gemara, why not? So Mahi again. So bein lamanda amar doimino mino bein lamanda amar doimino vayki ba'asra le'yasi lamanda amar doimino mino mahi. So Rava speaks out the cheshbon according to mandama that holds doimino mino eimima asura. Right? You want to tell me that eimima should be asur af hu nami eimima yasura. If your wife's mother's mother eim chamoisai is asur, then your mother's mother should be asur as well. Umina. Now if you hold doimino mino, so what's the halacha going to be by eimima? The halacha is going to be sreifa. Because what's the halacha by Eim Chamoisai? Sreifa. So doin mina, the iser, umina, and the details. The detail is going to be, there's going to be a chi of sreifa. So afu nami b'sreifa. So essentially what you want to have is that let's learn aim imoy is an erva, number one, and number two, that there should be sreifa, because that's the mandama, doin mina, umina. So the gemara, the mandama sreifa chamur, according to mandama that holds that sreifa is more chamur, ikil mifrach, there's an obvious percha. Mali hi shekein ima b'sreifa, toima behu she imoy b'skiva. Chamoisoy is sreifa. That's the Mishnah. Imoy is not sreifa. Imoy is skila. We had imoy. We had it in the Mishnah in the Elohim and Eskalim, because imoy is one of the Eskalim. Imoy is skila. Now, according to the Mandama that holds that sreifa is more chamor, how could you learn, says Rava, aim imoy from aim chamoisoy? Chamoisoy, you see, is more chamor than imoy. Because chamoisa is sreifa and imoy is skila. So lamando amas sreifa chamura, what does it mean? It means chamoisa is actually more chamor than sreifa, though maybe it doesn't make sense, but that's the halacha. Chamoisa is more chamor than imoy. So if chamoisa is more chamor, maybe that's why there's an aim chamoisa, as opposed to imoy. Hakao, maybe there's no aim imoy. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. V'oi, imoy beskila, aim imoy besreifa. It doesn't make sense. How could it be that it should be more chamor a grandmother than a mother? And a mother is skila. And if you hold doi mina mina, and you're going to learn aim imoy from aim chamoisai, what's the halacha going to have to be by aim imoy? The halacha is going to have to be sreif. If sreif is chamura, so that's another reason Rava says why you shouldn't be able to learn it out. Because how could it be that aim imoy is more chamur than imoy? V'oid, and a third kasha Rava said, mahi loy chalakdaba bein imoy le aim imoy, afunami loy tachlikoy bein imoy le bein imoy. Just like by aim chamoisai, there's no chilak between imoy and aim imoy. What do you mean there's no chilek? They're both sreifa. So sota over here, by imay and emay, there should be no chilek either. And is going to have to, is inevitably going to be a chilek. Because imay, the Torah says skila, and emay, which you're learning from em chamoisa, if you hold doi mina mina, you're going to have no choice but to make it sreifa. So according to the manama that holds, that sreifa is more chamor, says Rava, if you hold doi mina mina, I have three reasons why you can't learn emay b'sreifa from Em chamoisa. Ulamanda maskila chamura, says Rava. In kointed manda maskila chamura, mehai kushaloi nadaina. The first kasha and the second kasha is not fair. The first two kashas are, what were the first two kashas? First kasha was, how could you learn aim imoy from aim chamoisa? You see, chamoisa is more chamor than imoy. That's not true. It's only true if sreifa is more chamor. If skila is more chamor, adirava, imoy is more chamor. The second kasha was, how could it be imoy is skila and aim imoy is sreifa? How could aim imoy be more chamor? That's only a problem if you hold sreifa chamura. But if you hold skila chamura, then imoy is actually more chamor. So the first two kashas are only shver if you hold sreifa chamura. But the third kasha, mehai kusha loy nedaina. The third kasha is a kasha. What's that kasha? Just like by chamoisa and aim chamoisa loy chilakta, there's no chilak because chamoisa is sreifa and aim chamoisa is sreifa, then so too, loy tach, like you shouldn't make a chilak by imoy and aim imoy. And there's inevitably going to be a chilek, because imoy is skila, and aim imoy is going to be sreifa. Again, that's all if you hold doim mina mina. So if you hold doim mina mina, it's not going to work, says Rav. Manavshach, if you hold sreifa chamura, I have three reasons why it's not going to work. And if you hold skila chamura, I have one reason why it's not going to work. But regardless, it's not going to work. What about according to mandama that holds doim mina va'iki ba'asra? How would it relate to our sugya? So doim mina, we're going to learn aim imoy from aim chamoisai, but va'iki ba'asra. We're not going to say that if I'm learning it from aim chamoisai, it has to be sreifa just like aim chamoisai sreifa. No, we're going to govern aim imoy based on what makes more sense in the parsha of imoy. And what is imoy? Skila. So if you hold doi mina va'iki ba'asra, what you're going to end up with is skila. So mahi aim ima asura, afunami aim ima asura, va'iki ba'asra, hasam hu dibisreifa, avalacha b'skila, kida ashkecham ima, it makes more sense it should be skila. The doi mina va'iki ba'asra, the Gemara says, makes a lot more sense for it to be skila than sreifa. Again, why? Because ima alein is skila, so it makes sense that aim ima should be a skila as well. But says Rava, it doesn't work either. Why? Lamanda ma sreifa chamura, because according to the mandama that holds that sreifa is more common than skila, ikil amifrich, you could ask, mali hisha kein ima b'sreifa, toim abahu b'ima shaskila, same kasha we had earlier. That how could you learn aim imoy from aim chamoisa? You see, chamoisa is more chamor than imoy, because chamoisa is sreifa and imoy is only skila. And according to the mandama that holds sreifa chamura, that means chamoisa is more chamor. That's kasha number one. For oi, the kasha number two, who kihi mahi loy chilaktaba bein bita le'em ima afu loy tachlik loy bein bita le'em imoy. So it's a little confusing in the Rishonim exactly what the second kasha is, but The Yad Rama explains it very nicely. Yad Rama says, Doi Minova Iki Basra says what? That I'm going to learn Eim Chamoisai from the parish of Chamoisai, and I'm going to apply it now to Imoy and say there's an Isser Eim Imoy as well. But whereas Eim Chamoisai Sreifa, Eim Imoy is going to be Iki Basra. What does Iki Basra mean? I'm going to let it be governed based on the laws of Imoy. Sokta Gemara, Mechatesa Imoy. Maybe Shtelatu to Bitai. And Bitai is Besreifa. What's the point? The point is, all you really know is to shtel it to one of the man's own kreifim. Chamoisa is his wife's relative. Imai or Eimimai is his relative. Now, by your wife's relative, it's always sreifa. Bas ishto is sreifa. Bas bino bas bito. Chamoisa em chamoisa ve'en chamoisa is sreifa. But by Imai, it's actually confusing. Because on the one hand, you have Imai, that's skila. But then again, you have bito, that's sreifa. So meheicha teisi frek de gemara, shtel tzu. Aim imoy to imoy and say va'oiki ba'asra skila. Maybe shtel tzu aim imoy to bitoy and say va'oiki ba'asra is actually going to be sreifa. And being that we have no idea how to learn it, we don't have any more information, it must be that this limud is not a real limud. Because the Torah is not going to give you a limud that's not going to let you go ahead and enforce it. And being that we would have no idea what misa to give this person, should we give him skila, va'iki ba'asra, compare aim imoy to imoy? Or should we give him sreifa, say va'iki ba'asra, compare it to bitay? And we don't know exactly how to do that. So immediately you're out. So if you hold sreifa is more chomer than skila, there's two reasons why this doesn't work if you hold doi mina va'iki ba'asra. Number one, how could you learn aim imoy from aim chamoisa? You see, chamoisa is more chomer than imoy. Chamoisa is sreifa, imoy is only skila. Kasha number one. Kasha number two is, I don't even know what to do with it if I hold Va'iki Ba'asra. L'mandam Skila Chamura. And according to Mandam that holds, Skila Chamura, Mehai Kusha Lo'in Nidoina. First Kasha is not a Kasha, obviously, but the second Kasha is a Kasha. That second Kasha of, I don't know exactly how to deal with the Va'iki Ba'asra, that's a Kasha, whether you hold Skila's Mohammed, Sreifa's Mohammed. The bottom line is, the Kasha was, again, Chazar over the Kasha. We said that there's a Gzeir Shava between the Parsha of Bitoy and the Parsha of Bas Ishtoy. With regards to Sreif, Bas Ishtoi, we had a Gzeir Shava to the parish of Chamoisai that said that if someone's bald, that erva, the loch is Sreifa. We had another Gzeir Shava that compared Bas Benoi and Bas Bitei, the man's own kreivim, to his wife's kreiv, and said, just like by your wife's kariv, Bas Bitei, Bas Benoi, the loch is Sreifa, so to by your own kariv is going to be Sreifa as well. So the Gemara said, if you have this new Gzeir Shava that compares and equates a man's own relatives to his wife's relatives as it relates to the Arayas, then why is it that Eim Chamoisei, Eim Chamov is an Erva Deiraisa? It's Sreifa, it's one of the nine Arayas that are Nichlal in the Parsha of Chamoisei that our Mishnah said is a Chiv Sreifa, yet Eim Imoy, a person's own grandmother, is only Shnias Lairais, not even an Erva Deiraisa. So how could your wife's grandmother be an Erva Deiraisa and your own grandmother not be an Erva Deiraisa? Now, to just ask the Kasha based on common sense, that's not something you can ask. Eino Shimon Adin, you can't ask Kashas like that. But we have Gzeir Shava. There's Gzeir Shava. Heina Heina Zima Zima. So we have Gzeir Shava over here. So why does Gzeir Shava teach us that? So Abaye says, Pashur. Why it doesn't work? It's a Drasha, Imcha, He. And we learn from there, Imcha, but not Eimimai. Okay, very simple. But Rava said, no, Rav Hautnish from the Drasha. But Rava said, at the same time, if you sit down and you actually try to make it work, you see it's never going to be able to work. And Rava was toila his cheshbonis in the Shaila and Shas, whether Doi Mino, Mino, or Doi Mino, Va'iki Ba'asra. And number two, whether Skila is more chamor or Sreif is more chamor. But along the same lines, the Gemara asks another kasha. We're not nearly done yet. Leman da Amar, Imahu Kalasa Asura, Afi Kalasa Asura. So using the same methodology that if there's Gzeir Shava, Heina Heina Zima Zima, between a person's own arayas and a person's wife's arayas, between his kreivim and his wife's kreivim. And that's the basis to ask the kasha of a person's own grandmother should be a real erva, not just a shnius l'arayas. Ask if I care to kasha. One of the arayas in the Torah is kalosai. So kalosai is an everyday rice. It's also skilo. Kalosai is one of the arayas. A person is not asur, however, to his wife's daughter-in-law. It's his wife's daughter, that's bas ishtai. His wife's granddaughter, whether it's bas bita or bas bina, all psukim in the Torah. But his wife's shnir, his wife's kala, his wife's daughter-in-law, that's something that's not us. Freak the Gemara, imahu kalasa asura. Why do we say that? Just like a person has an isser to his own daughter-in-law, afi kalasa asura. So it should be an isser to his wife's daughter-in-law as well. Amar Abayas, Abayas said the same simple teretz. Amar kra, eishes bincha hi, mishom eishes bincha atem mechai, v'atem mechai, mishom eishes bina. There's a miyat in the parish of kalasa, eishes bincha, v'loi eishes bina. Rav Amar, Rav takes us down the same roller coaster. Bein, l'man damat doi mino mino. Bein, l'man damat doi mino, v'iki ba'asra, lo yasio. It's not going to work. And again, all four variables. Doi mino mino, doi mino, v'iki ba'asra. Sreifa chamur miskila, skila chamur misreifa. Rav speaks, l'man damat doi mino mino. Quirt, l'man damat that holds doi mino mino. So what would you want? You want that your wife's daughter-in-law should be asr, just like your own daughter-in-law is asr. But if you hold umina, your wife's daughter-in-law is going to have the same oinish that your daughter-in-law has, which is skila. So mahu kalasa asura afinami kalasa asura umina mahu beskila afinami beskila. Sakti gemara lemanda maskila chamura koint manda madalot set skilas mochamor ikala mifrach. You could ask maluhu shekain ima beskila toime behi she ima besreifa mecha teisa learn your wife's relative to your relative. Because you see that your relatives are more chomer than your wife's relatives. How do you see that? Because your own mother is skila, but your mother-in-law is sreifa. And if you hold skila chamura, that means that there's a chumra in your relatives over your wife's relatives. Memela, maybe that's why your daughter-in-law is aser, whereas your wife's daughter-in-law is not aser. V'oid, bita, bisreifa, v'kalasa, biskila. If you hold doi mino mina, so your wife's daughter-in-law is going to be skila. But your wife's daughter, that's one of the rais mentioned in the Mishnah, that's Reifa. So it's going to come out that her daughter-in-law is going to be more chama than her daughter. If your whole skila is more chama than Sreifa, her daughter-in-law is skila and her daughter is Sreifa. So bitmiya, bita b'sreifa v'kalasa b'skila. The Gemara says, well, that's not a good kasha. Why not? Because the bita, a person's own daughter is Sreifa, v'kalasa b'skila, and his daughter-in-law is skila. So obviously, it's a good kasha. It's interesting. It's ironic. But it's the way it is. So you can't have a problem. You can't tell me I can't learn kalosoy of my wife because she's going to have to be skila l'man dama doi mino mino and her daughter's only sreifa. Yeah, it's true. That same exact anomaly you have with his own kroivim. His daughter is mentioned in our Mishnah as one of the Elohim on his schafin. And his kalosai, that's a pasuk in the Torah, that we know is skila. Ella, the chilik is different. Mahu leichi lakta by ben ima lekalosai. Just like by him, you want to learn it from his own kariv. By his kariv, there's no chil between his mother and his daughter-in-law. It's an interesting percha. His mother is skila. And a person's own mother, skila. A person's own daughter-in-law, skila. So when it comes to your wife's kramer, it should have to be the same way. And it's not going to be that way. Because your wife's mother, that's chamoisai, that's reifa. So your wife's daughter-in-law is going to have to be skila if you hold doin mina umina. So mimele, you can't make it work. That's if you hold skila chamura. So if you hold skila chamura, there's two perchas. Percha number one is how could you learn your wife's karev? From your karev, your craving, you find the concept of skila. By your wife's craving, you don't find skila. So you see, your craving is more chamura. Where do you find skila by your own craving? Imai. Your wife's mother is only sreifa. So you see that there's a chumrah craving. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, it could be dafka by your own karev, where imai is skila, it makes sense that kalasit should also be skila. Loichi lakta. There's some reason why you want those two to be the same. But by your wife's craving, it's not going to be able to be that way, because her mother, we know, is not skila. Her mother's sreifa. That is chamoisa. You can't with the mandam, it's sreifa chamura. So the first kasha is not a good kasha. Because sreifa is more common than skila. You can't ask as a pircha that how am I going to learn from imai? Imai is the skila, and skila is more common than sreifa. That's all true if you hold skila is more common than sreifa. But if you hold sreifa is more common than skila, then that kasha is obviously not a kasha. But at the same time, the second kasha is a good kasha. What was the second kasha? That there's no chilik between imai and kalosai. When it comes to your own relatives, so too, there shouldn't be able to be a chilik between imai and kalosai when it comes to your wife's relatives. And that can't be true. Because imai of your wife, which is your chamoisa, is sreifa. And if you hold doi mino mino, kalosai is going to have to be skila. So that's all if you hold doi mino mino. If you hold doi mino va'iki ba'asra, so mahu kalosai asura, afi kalosai asura, va'iki ba'asra. What do you want to have? You would say, if we're going to learn your wife's daughter-in-law from your own daughter-in-law, but what's the halacha going to be by va'iki ba'asra? the halach is going to be sreifa, because by your wife's relatives, it's always sreifa. Bitoi bas menah, imoi, em imoi, right? That's chamois and em chomov, that's always sreifa. Kida ashkechon, but says the Gemara, ma'u kolos, yes, of kolos, but the Gemara says it doesn't work. Why not? Because according to Mandamal, that skill is more chomer ikul mirfach. Malahuja can't imu beskila. Toime bish, imu besreifa. Right? That was the kasha that we had before. You can't learn in that period. Because mechetesi learn, your wife's craving from your craving. You see your craving on more chomer. Again, the same reason. From imoy. And if skill is more chomer. Void. Mahuloi chilakdaboy, ben bitoy le kalosoy. Afiloi tachliklod, ben bitoy le kalosoy. Additionally, you see that there's no chilik between bitoy and kalasai, so it makes sense that by her there should be no chilik between bitoy and kalasai. Idu lumanda amanami sreifa chamura mehay kushaloi nidoyim. The first kasha is not a kasha, but the second kasha is a kasha. The bottom line is, says the Gemara again, either variable that you're going to work, it's not going to be a kasha. Zok to Gemara, we're not done yet. Bitoy meanu sasay minayin. So the Mishnah had discussed that there are 9 arayas for with the sreifa. Really, if you look in the Torah, it only mentions it by one. We know the Bas Koyin, but in addition to the Bas Koyin, she's a Reish Sish. In terms of an erva, a relative, the only one mentioned is Chamoisai. Stating that, the Mishnah said there's more than Chamoisai. Yesh bechlal isho bito, bitoi, ubas bito, ubas benoi, ubas ishtoi, ubas bito, ubas beno, Chamoisai, ve'em Chamoisai, ve'em Chamov. Now the Gemara said, how do you know bito, ubas beno? So we learned it from Xerah Shavah, from Bas Ishtoi, Bas Bito, Bas Bino. And Bas Ishtoi, Bas Bito, Bas Bino, we learned Xerah Shavah, Zima Zima, from the Parsha of Arayas. Now that pasuk that the Gemara used to teach us that Bito is Aser was as follows. Ervas Bas Bincha, Oy Bas Bitcha Loisagalo, Ervasan Ki Ervas Chahena. See what the pasuk says? Ervas Bas Bincha, which is reading the pasuk. Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. It's in Tzveit Amol now. Ervas Bas Bincha, Oivas bitcha loisagal ervason kervas chahina. Mishnah doesn't say bita. It says ervas bas bincha, your son's daughter, oivas, or your daughter's daughter. It mentions your granddaughter's. Actually, it doesn't mention your daughter anymore. It's a freak to Gemara, bita me'anu sasa minayin. Now, why me'anu sasa? Because if it's a bita me'ishtai, she's anyways also. She's bas ishtai. But bita me'anu sasa is if a man had a daughter, not through his wife, that girl, the bita me'anu sasa, how do you know that she's an erva? And not just an erva, but there's a chi of sreifa. So Amar Abaye, Abaye said kalvachomer. It's a kalvachomer. Al bas bita yonush, al bita leikoshke. If bas bita is an erva, then bita should certainly be an erva. Fake the Gemara. Vichy yonchem and adin. I mean, this is yonchem and adin 101. How could you tell me bita is also from bas bita? It's a great kalvachomer. I mean, sounds like checkmate to me. But at the same time, that's a rule. Ein yonchem and adin. Zok to Gemara. Gilu mil sabalmu. No, it's not. This is not called a kalvachomer. Why not? Because we're not, Abaye wasn't saying that if the halacha is true for Bas Bitoy, then with the mid of Kal V'chayim must be true for Bitoy as well. The only reason Bas Bitoy is an erva is because she comes from Bitoy, that's an erva. So in the parsha of Bas Bitoy, linked the fact that Bitoy is an erva as well. Because if Bitoy wasn't an erva, there's no way Bas Bitoy would be an erva. You can't say, my daughter's not an erva, but my daughter's daughter is an erva. The only way my daughter's daughter is an erva is if my daughter's an erva, because she's one step removed. So you can't tell me that her mother is... It's not possible. So says Abaye, that's not a kal v'chaymer. This is a gila. Ve'ein loshen Rashi. Ve'ein ze oynish menadin. Da bas bitoy mikurva de bitoy hu da asya. Ve'heichidam yoynish menadin. Sends a lamed Rashi that explains when you do say oynish menadin. But the bottom line is, says Abaye, this has nothing to do with oynish menadin. Rava Amar. Rava said, Amali Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, asya heina heina, asya zima zima. So Rava said it's not a kalvachomer. Kalvachomer you can have, but at the same time there is a gzeirah shava. Heina heina zima zima, and heina heina zima zima tells me that bitoy is going to be aser, just like bas bitoy is going to be aser. So Tani Avud Rav Aben, a third makar, the fish leilman the lubit manu sasoy hutzruch loymar, a completely new makar. It says in the Torah ubas ish koyin kisechel biznois esavia himechaleles. So that's the pasuk that says that an eishes ish, that's a bas koyin, instead of getting chenek, gets reifa. What about an eishes ish naira murasa, that's mezana? Do we say instead of getting skila, she gets sreifa or not? That's machlekes, Rav Shimon lechacham. Right, Rav Shimon, whole makar, that sreifa is more chomer than skilos, because Rav Shimon held that a bas koyin always goes from whatever her misa was supposed to be to Sreifa, even if she was a Naira Murasa, instead of getting Skila, she gets Sreifa. Must be Sreifa is Muhammad than Skila, because if Skila is Muhammad than Sreifa, why would you downgrade her misa because of the fact that she's... But either way, it says in the Pasuk, Ubas Ishkoyen. And the Gemara is Medayek. Why did it say Ubas Ishkoyen? What could have it said? Rashi says, the Havalei Lemeimar Ubas Koyen. What's Ubas Ishkoyen? It's coming to teach me another halacha, that if a man is Mezana with his own daughter, Ubas Ish, a man was Mezana with his Ish, Kisechel Liznois, and so Vio Himechalelas Peish Tisarev, she's going to get Sreifa. So you want to know how you know Bita Me'anusasa? You know it from this pasuk, Ubas Ish Koyen. So the Gemara, Ima Bas Koyen, he besreifa, vein boil of a sreifa, af Bita Me'anusasa, he besreifa, vein boil of a sreifa. Going to this third Bakar, that we're learning it from Ubas Ish Koyen, Kisechel Liznois. Why don't we say that just like by a Bas Koyen, so the Allah is, that the only person that gets Sreifa is the Bas Kohen herself. But the Boil doesn't get Sreifa. Right? It's only the Bas Kohen. But the Boil, even though usually they get the same Misa, but over here the Boil doesn't get Sreifa. How do you know that? Because it says, Esovio, he Michaleles, and he is Memayat the Boil. So the Gemara's Kasha is, that if you're going to tell me that this Pasuk is also the Makar to Bita Me'anu Sasoi, so maybe you say that only Bita Me'anu Sasoi gets Sreifa, but the father himself shouldn't get Sreifa. The same Esavia he Michaleles. That's Mayit the boil in the literal taich of what the pasuk is talking about. In the case of a bas koyin hsish, that's mezana. He she gets reifa, but the boil doesn't get reifa. So say the same thing by Bita Me'anusasa. The bas will get reifa. He. But he himself is not going to get Sreifa, right? Ima bas koyin, he besreifa vein boil of a Sreifa, ab bita me'anusasa, he besreifa vein boil of a Sreifa, amr abayas, abayas said, amakro, esovio hi mechalelas, mishach mechalelas esovio, yotzazu shavio mechalelo. Only in the diuk of he is only where esovio, she did something that caused her father chilul. Over here, the father was very much involved in what caused chilul. So the diuk of he is only in a zak case. That's the case of the basish kohen that was mazana with somebody else. But in the case where somebody was mazana with his own daughter, over there you don't have that. Rava said a different test. Bishleim ahasam. Bishleim over there. Afikta midin de bas kohen vaykim nan din de bas yisrael. Where a man is mazana with an ishes ish bas kohen. So the loch is, she gets reifa, he doesn't get reifa. What does he get? What does he get? We say we treat him like a regular person that was mezana with an eishes ish. A man that's mezana with an eishes ish, if she's a nesua, that loch is chenek, and if she's an arim rasa, he's going to get skila. So we're just going to leave him by his regular din. But hocha over here, if you're going to tell me that the father who's ba an bitoy, there's a diak in the pasuk that says don't treat her like bitoy. Okay, so what do you want to treat her at? As a regular girl, as a pnuya, and give him that misa? So to give her hocha dina the man mukmisla, dina the pnuya mukmisla. Pnuya is not aser. I mean, it's aser, but not an erva. There's no chiyah misa. So what misa exactly are you going to give him? So bishleima, someone that's boil, bas, koyin, eshesish, I know what to do with him. So there's a miyat that says, don't give him sreifa. Okay, so what do you do with him? Instead of giving him sreifa, you're going to give him chenek. You'll treat him like a regular person that was boil and eshesish. But over here, if you're going to tell me that only bitoy gets sreifa, but the boil bitoy doesn't get sreifa, so what misa should we give him? Let's be practical, Rava said. Okay, I hear. Diak. Gvaldik. What do we do with him? What do you want to treat him? So you want to say, let's make believe she wasn't a bitoy? If you're going to make believe she wasn't a bitoy, then she's a regular pnuya. A regular pnuya doesn't have a misa. Either way, Zokta Gemara, that's how you know three makairis that bita me'anusase was sreifa. So the gzereshava that we had on the top of Ayin Heyom and Beis was only for bas bita and bas bina. But bita itself, we didn't know. Zokta Gemara, either there is a gzereshava. Abaye said, this is a, we know mikal v'chaymer, and it's not a problem of ein enchem and adin. And then the Gemara brought a brisa, tani avu the Rab Abin. It's sort of from the pasuk basish koyin kisachel listen. Zok the Gemara azara lebita me'menusasim inayin. So we just proved, we just found the makar to the oynish. What about the azara? Zok the Gemara zay bishlam el abaye v'rova bishlam abaye rova zay good mehechad an afkelu oynish me'asim an afkelu azara. The same kal v'chaymer gzeir shava that teaches me the oynish that will teach me the azara. Elo tani avu the Rab Abin. My what's the makar? Meaning his pasuk wasn't talking about bitay at all. It was just a limud, a riboy, that there's an oynish of sreifa. Basish, koyin, kisecha, liznois, and zaviya, himech, halas, beishis, sarif. All you have is oynish over there. The only thing the puzzle about sreifa. Kipshuta, it's talking about a bas koyin, that was eishis ish, that was mezana. Tanya, avuah, the rabbi Abin, was mechadish. It's also about bita mianu sasa. So you have an oinish for bita mianu sasa. But we know already from learning Sanhedrin, ein oinchin elim ke mazirin. So there has to be a pasuk somewhere that says that it's aser. Otherwise, he can't make this drasha. So where exactly does it say that there's an iser for a person to be mezana with his daughter? Zokti gemar am rabbi lo am akra al sechala les bitchalas noisa. It's a pasuk al techala les bitchalas noisa. And that pasuk zokti gemar is a makar to tell me. Don't be mezana with your daughter. Is that possible? Really coming to teach me that? Hi, me boy, look at the Tanya. I need to teach me something else. So maybe you know what that pasuk is talking about. If you're a kohen, you have a daughter. Don't marry off to a Levi or a Yisrael. Because if you're going to marry your daughter off to a Levi or a Yisrael, she's not going to be able to eat truma and things. So maybe that's the chilul of the kahuna. That's what the pasuk is coming to say. So the word, that's not what it means. Yochal, chvot kvot menim. But certainly that's not what it means. Talmud loymer lehaz noisa. Bechilul shebiznus hakasa medaber. Meaning, b'moyser es pitoy shaloy l'shem ishos. Don't give your daughter over to another man. Unless if you're marrying her off, it's one thing. But if you're not marrying her, for znus, that's something you're not allowed to do. That's what the pasuk means. But it's talking about don't take your daughter and give her to somebody else. It's not talking about don't be mezana yourself. But zok to gemara, no. Because imkei le makra al tochel. My al techala, why the two lamids? Shmami not tarti. So you see from there that it's coming to teach me two things. What are Abayev Rava going to do with it? Meaning, the Pashup Shad and the Pasig is, don't give your daughter over with Luznos. But we just said that there's a Lama that teaches me an extra halacha. So, Avud Rababin used that as the Azhara for Bita Me'anu Sasai. But Abayev Rava didn't need a Pasig to teach me the Azhara for Bita Me'anu Sasai. Because Abay is Kalvachaymer and Rava is Gzereshava, which taught me Srefa by Bita Me'anu Sasai, is just as good of a card to teach me the Etzem Azhara. Oy Bazoi, what are they going to do with the extra Lamed in that Pasig? Amar Mani Zeh Hamasi is Bita Lezakin. It's coming to teach me something else. It's coming to teach me that a person should not marry his daughter off to a Zakin, to an older person. Kidit Tanya, and it's a Mavurisha Braisal. Why? What's wrong with marrying off your daughter to an older person? Because being that they're not going to be compatible, so she's going to end up being mezana. Rabbi Akiva said a similar derher. If a person allows his daughter not to get married to the point that she's already a bigeres, she's 12 and a half years or older, at that point she's going to have a taiva ready for znus, and it may bring liznus. So don't set up your daughter liznus. That's what the pasuk means. One pshat is, don't marry her off to a zaki, and she's not going to be happy, she'll end up being mezana. Another pshat is, don't wait too late until you marry her off. It's interesting, there's a gemara mesachtes psachim, and arvi psachim. The gemara says, bitcha bagra, if your daughter is a bageres, shachir abduchavatein law. You should even be meshachir evet kanani. And give it. Now, we always know that it's never poshut to be meshachir evet kanani. Right? Loilabam tavoido. It's never a poshut azach. By the way, it hit me that I was talking to my father, Erev Yom Kippur. So he was telling me about reverence to some of the raid that he spoke out with Rabbi Eliezer, who was meshachir his evet. Loilabam tavoido. Why couldn't he make a goylem, say, if yitzir, the chamtsvi, the chidas kasha, right? Some of that raid. So we were chazering over some of that raid. So it hit me. Rabbi Eliezer didn't have a minion, right? He was looking for a minion to the point where he was meshacher as eved, simply that he should have a minion. And that was the chidas kasha. According to the Chacham Tzvi, who had a tzad, that a goylem can be mitzarif for a minion, we know Rabbi Eliezer was koichai gadol, right? We learned the Gemara together, and then the Perek Arba Mises, he was able to make with the kishuim and the things. It was the fantastic things that Rabbi Eliezer was able to do with tzirufei shemes. This is kishuf that the Gemara says is mutal katchilo, right? So some form of kishuf slash seifa yitzir, but the bottom line is, you see Rabbi Eliezer had this great cut, but I was, Rabbi Lez didn't have a minion? I said, Rabbi Lez didn't have a minion? Sveltos a minion? Nobody. It sounds funny, right? But I think the Pshat's Pashit, that's Mamash the Gemara that we learned at the end of the seventh paragraph. Rabbi Lez was a Cherib. Rabbi Lez was Shem. Nobody came to Rabbi Lez. It's Yitoch, and that's why he didn't have a minion. It's unbelievable, right? But the bottom line is that it's never Pashit to be Meshachar and Evet Kanani. To be Meshachar and Evet Kanani, right? Tois Fiskasha, that Chatzi Evet, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Right, but the bottom line is you see how chomer it is. Bitcha bogro shachar avdecha v'teila. It's a chumrah. Shachar avdecha is nishkein poch tanaisa. There's a lot of sugis and shas that get involved with shachar avdecha. It's always a tremendous b'diyevet to do it. So Tosfos says, if there's a big tzairich for it, then you do it. But you see what a tzairich is. But that's the bottom line. The bottom line is that that's what we're going to do with this pasuk. Omer Rav Kahana, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Ein lecha ani b'Yisrael. There's no ani b'Yisrael. Elo rosha orum, v'hamasha bitay b'geres. So a Rasha Arum, a clever Rasha, and someone that's Masha Bita Begeres, he doesn't marry off his daughter right away, waits till she's a Begeres. Those are the two Aniye Yisrael. Frank the Gemara, Atma, Masha Bita Begeres, Lav Rasha Arum. First, it's very hard to just even read what exactly Rabbi Akiva meant. The Gemara will clarify it in a moment. But the Gemara asks another Kasha, Masha Bita Begeres, Lav Rasha Arum. Someone that's Masha Bita Begeres, Lechatat Rasha Arum. We just said it's not something you're supposed to do, and it sounds like you're doing it likatchila. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, "Hachi kamer izo oni rosha arum." What's an example of an oni? Says Rashi, "Shebishvil anius." His anius is going to make him become a rosha arum. It's going to lead to rishos, clever rishos, and mashabita begeres. What happens is this man is poor, hotnish kein geld nabach, and he needs help in the house. He can't afford a shifcha. So what he does is, he just doesn't marry off his daughter. So he leaves his daughter, doesn't listen to shidduchim, she's not dating yet, she's in the whatever, and like this, he has help in the house. So his anius caused him to do something very, very bad. You see that if you don't let your daughter get married when she really needs to get married, it's not such a posh thing. Zok to Gemara, v'amraf kahana mishum Rebbe Kiva, listen to this Gemara. Have yizor min hayoyatzeich lefi darkai. His takeaway from this was, they have to be very careful. If you ask somebody for advice, make sure that the person has your best interest in mind, and he doesn't have his own best interest in mind. What's the segue? How'd we get into this? So I saw the Margol Siyam, he brings from the Ri Milunil, who said Pshat Azoy. He said the Pshat is that a girl, she wants to get married, so what she typically is going to ask her father. Is this a good shidduch? Is it not a good shidduch? Assuming that for sure, without a question, her father has her own best interest in mind. But you see, there's a father who's an Ani, who's a Rosh Arim, that maybe has his own agenda, may not have her best interest. That's the segue that you see we're talking over here about a Ani Rasha Arum. This is a man who doesn't want his daughter to get married. So subconsciously, subconsciously, he does not want his daughter to get married. And as a result, it could be that's why no shidduch is good enough for her father. It's because he has her own little agenda. So Zok di Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. This is the same Rabbi Akiva. Havizor, right? The last member was also Rabbi Akiva. Havizor min ayoyatzeich lefidark. Just be careful when you ask people. Advice. Doesn't matter who it is you're asking, everybody has their own agenda. And you just have to make sure that the advice that you're getting is the right advice. Incidentally, just two ha'aras. Yaakov Emden has a little bit of an arichas here. But two interesting things. Number one, apparently the Minhag Yisrael was once upon a time that older men would marry younger women. And he says, he asks as a kasha tzorich here, and he says it's like a minig. It's something that we always see. So if we always see, he makes different caveats and when it's also, when it's not also. Another thing he says is Masha Bita, he adds one word. He says it's only when they're not asking for an adunya, and you just can't afford it. So if you can't afford to marry your daughter off, I mean, that's not your fault. Masha Bitoi means where it's not a question of money, which it often is, but it's not a question of money, it's just more of a shayla. You have some ulterior motive. That's when we say that al-techalas bitchalas noisa is somehow included in that. Zok Digmar, from here to the end of that, is a little bit lighter. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amasya is Bitul Azaken. If somebody marries off his daughter to Azaken, the Hamasya Isha Lubnai Katan. Or if somebody marries off his young son, Katan, the Machsar Avedal Agai, all of Akosav Oymer Laman Svois HaRova Esat Sveya Lo Yoiva Hashem Svoyachle. Wow, very, very intense. Very Chomer. So again, who is this pasuk referring to? Someone who marries his daughter off to Azaken. That's why we just mentioned this. V'hamasi isha l'bnoi katan. Someone has a son that's a katan. He marries off his katan. V'hamachzer avedo l'gay. Meisvei oivas ishtik egufay. If somebody loves his wife like he loves himself. V'hamachabda yoisim egufay. But when it comes to giving her covet, it's yoisim egufay. Zok Rashi, petachshit enon. Gives a jewelry. Hashtag Bornstein Jewelers. V'hamadrich. That was for Avrumi. V'hamadrich bonov v'bnoisav b'derech yeshara. Or if someone is madrich, his sons and his daughters, b'derech yeshara. V'hamasiya samach l'pirkan, and he marries them off samach l'pirkan. All of Akasav Eimer, we've mentioned this Gemara in the Daf about 15 times. V'yodato ki shalom ayalecho v'akadeton avech v'leisechto. So what do you see from here? That it's okay to marry your son that's a katan off, right? The first brisa said, "Laman tzvois haroves atzveyo lo yoyva Hashem sloyach lo," is referring to a masa isha lipnoi katan. That means if you have a son that's a katan, you're not allowed to get him married. And dosh deit fakert samuch lepirkan is something that's a very good thing. But then where I say samuch lepirkan chani, could be there's a chibur between a katan and a katanas. So what does samuch lepirkan mean? Rashi says katan. Tosis also says katan. There's no issues by katan anyways. Tosis says chenami. There's no issues, but it's not going to be considered a bilzus. The Rambam says it's talking about someone that's 13 but doesn't have shtei sairis. So we've spoken about this many times. Tana rabba no no oyev eshchein. If somebody that loves his neighbors, that mekariv es kroivov. He's mekariv es kroivim. If somebody that marries his sister's daughter, and he sees an oni and he needs money and he loans him money, all of a kasa vaymer, oz tikre vashem yana. Tanu Rabban, incidentally, this is one of the Gemaras where the Neid Yehuda proved that the Tzava, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, he had a lot of problems. He spoke very sharply against the Tzava because he said it's connected things that are mafurish in the Gemara. One of the things that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid wrote in his Tzava is that the person should have married Bas Achoisa. Here the Gemara says it's a great thing. Oz Tikra Vashem Yenes. He said he must have written it up, Yeruach HaKodesh, for his own family, but it's not Torah. It's not something that's meant for everybody. Tanu Rabban and Oisai the Eshed. So we return to our regular program, and that is the Parsha of the Arayas, specifically Chamoisai. Again, we're learning Perik Hanisrafen, Elu Hein Hanisrafen. The first one mentioned is Chamoisai. So we have to read the pasuk again. Go through this clearly. The Isha Sheyikach es Isha, the es Ima, Zimahi, Ba'esh Yisrafu Oisai ve Esen, Valesia Zima Besechachem. So if you read the pasuk, what does the pasuk sound like it's saying? A man married a woman and her mother, Zimahi. So he married Chamoisai. He has a wife, and now he took his wife's mother. Be'esh Yisrafu Oisai, he's Chayiv Sreifa, the Erva of Chamoisai. The Eshen, and they're also Chayiv Sreifa. Shaila's, why them? I understand why she, the Shvig, is Chayiv Sreifa. Because she was complicit in the B.S. Issa just like he was. But the Eshen, just read the pasuk. It sounds like they're both going to be Chayiv. He's going to be Chayiv and... his wife is going to be Chayiv and his wife's mother is going to be Chayiv. The question is, why are they both Chayiv? Sokta Gemara, Oisai the Eshen. So Rabbi Shmuel said, no, you have to know how to read the word Esen. Esen doesn't mean both of them. Esen means one of them. So Oisai, he's Chayiv Sreifa. The Eshen, not both of them, one of them. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Oisai Veshteh. No, it's really both of them. Both of them are going to be Chayiv. My Binayu, Zokhti Gemara, Rabbi Meshmoy, Starsh, and Ikebe Nayu. Really, there's no machlokes in Allah. It's just a shayla of how exactly you're supposed to read the pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Oisai Veshen, Oisai Veshachas Mehen. Shekem Beloshin Yavani, Karen La'achas Hino. In Greek, Eshen means one. So the pasuk is using a word that has its etymology in Greek. But the point is, Oisai Veshen means him and one of those two. There's no reason for both of them to be chayef. In terms of Ve'em Chamoisai, Midrasha Asya. Rabbi Akiva Sava, Rabbi Akiva holds Oisai, we'll see what that means. Rabbi Akiva Sava, Oisai Veshen, Oisai Veshneim, Ve'em Chamoisai Hachiksiva. What would be the Eshen? We mentioned this already in yesterday's up. Eshen would be Chamoisai. The Eim Chamoisai, right? So whoever was here Friday morning, we spoke about this Friday morning. Oisai the Eshen. The Eshen is Eim Chamoisai. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva, Alibid Abaya, saying that if there's two people, two women that are going to be Chayiv Sreifa in this pasuk, the two women that are Chayiv Sreifa can't be his wife and his wife's mother. Because his wife is an Ishak Sheira. She didn't do anything wrong. It's the Shviga that did something wrong. But she herself did nothing wrong. So if there's two women that are Chayiv Sreifa, who are the two women? It must be the pasuk's talking about two Bioi Sasuras. Chamoisai and Eim Chamoisai. And if that's the case, Eim Chamoisai is Mefurish in the Mishnah. Eim Chamoisai would be Mefurish, is Mefurish in the Pasuk. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel says that no, the Kasha Fank Nishlan. I agree there's no reason for the wife to be Chayiv. I agree Eim Chamoisai is an Erva, but Eim Chamoisai is not Mefurish in the Pasuk. What does Eshen then mean? It doesn't mean both of them, it means one of them. Shekein be Yevani, Kairun La'achas Hino. But it's only Mashmoy Starsh and Ikebenai. There's no Machloikis, said Abai, between Rabbi Kim and Rabbi Shmuel. I mean, it's, at first glance, it sounds like they're arguing about something. Does Eshen mean one of them, or does Eshen mean two of them, or both of them? Sounds like there's some halachic nafkamina. Zaktabai, no, there's actually no nafkamina at all. It's just a shayla mashmoy's darshan. It's a shayla exactly how you're supposed to teach the pasuk.
It means both of them, depending on which one was second. Meaning,
the pasuk sounds like we know which one was second. It sounds like Chamoisai was for sure second. Isha ves ima. That's what the pasuk says.
Right. It just means
Eshen, no matter which one. Right. This, I hear what you're saying. The isha sheyikach es isha. By the way, no, it's not true. No, it's, no, because that would be Bas Ishtai.
And that's what?
No, then it's not Chamoisai. It's a different Erefa.
No, but Bas Ishtai is Sreifa.
I understand, but it's...
So why can't that...
it's just not the same thing. Here's the bottom line. The isha sheikach has isha. You have a wife, and now you married her mother. And then it says you kill both of them. There is a machloikis. The machloikis is the chamoise lachamisa. Rabbi Shmuel, what's the shayla? The chamoise lachamisa. Somebody got married, his wife died, and then afterwards he wants to marry chamoise. So, achoise shtoy lachamisa, we know is mutter. That's Yavamis 101. But what about the chamoise lachamisa? Rabbi Shmuel saw the chamoise lachamisa bisrefa. Rabbi Shmuel holds the chamoise lachamisa is bisrefa. Rabbi Akiva saw, Rabbi Akiva holds. Isuru ba'almo, it's not going to be Sreifa. So that's who the shteyan. What's the shayla? Achas mehen or shteyan? Achas mehen meaning, are you only going to be chayiv if both of them are alive? Or you be chayiv for chamois even if your wife is not alive? Rabbi Shmuel holds chamois et lachamis is the same Sreifa. And eshen means one of them. So even if only one of them is alive, meaning your wife died, still there's going to be nesa chamois. Rabbi Akiva said, no, that if your wife dies, you're not going to be chayv sreifa. All it is going to be is going to be a surah ba'alma. So what does it mean? It means then, shteyim, because you need shteyim. You need your wife to be alive in order to have the erva of chamoisa. Either way, so we just finished Yom Kippur's daf. So I was thinking, you know, at first glance, so Yom Kippur's daf, it's not very much in Yonah D'Yoma. But then I realized, terrible mistake. It's very much in Yonah D'Yoma. Because what was the Kriya Satayra by Mincha? The Kriya Satayra by Mincha was Arayas. I'll tell you something very interesting. The Makar that you read the Parsha of Arayas by Mincha and Yom Kippur is Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amen Aleph. U b'mincha koirim by Arayas. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, why Arayas? Right? Why? Why is that the Kriya? Shemisha yesh averus biyadai, because if somebody has averus, yifresh mehen. Lufisha arayas averu mitsuya, shenafshe shalada mechamdasan u misanvasan, v'yitzri taikvai. So Rashi says, you know why you read the parasha of arayas? Because on Yom Kippur, it's all about doing tshuva. It's about saying vido. It's about clapping al-chet. So we read a whole declaration, b'rabim, the parasha of arayas, because arayas is something that people are nichshol in. Nafshen shalada mechamdasan u misanvasan. So that's why there's a special chizik of arayas. Everyone should do tshuva on the chet of Arayis. Tosfos says two different pshatim. One pshat Tosfos says is because the women used to come adorned in jewelry and nice clothing, b'shvil kavod ayoyim, l'ficha tzarech lahaskim shlo yikashlo behem. We had to warn the people in shul not to look in the ladies' section. That's what Tosfos says. U'bemedrash yesh, shalakach koirim ba'arayis, l'ficha yisrael oisin remez l'kodosh baruch hu. But the Medrash says a different pshat. Because the yidin, they're turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they're telling Hashem as follows. K'shem shehizir oisam shlo yigalis erva. Hashem, it's so important the Torah not to be megala erva. It's so important not to expose a person. Kach loy tegala erva sam b'avay noisam. So you're going to expose us now? Put the satan by the bezin shalmaila. So being ma'or, this idea of being mechasa, so that Hashem will be mechasa our erva, Hashem will be mechasa our chatoim as well. But I saw Rabbi Yaakov Enden, and it's like, oh, you see, it's right here, Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. He asks a bomb cash on Rashi. He says, Rashi, I don't understand. We read the Parsha of Arayas. We read Parshas Achrimois. Right, we read the Parsha of Arayas. Why? Because Arayas is so matzu, he says, Rashi. Nafshin shalodim el chamdasin mesavasa. We learned the Gemara. Daf samet chdal el amud aleph. The Gemara says they killed the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah. And after they killed the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah, they had so much success. They said, let's try to kill that Yetzar of Arayas. The Gemara says, 3 days later, they couldn't find an egg, bas yoima, for a chayla. So they realized that this is not going to work. So they had to do something. So what do we do? So the Gemara says, kachlinu le'ene, they knocked out the eyes of the Yetzar of Arayas, whatever exactly that means. And it worked, v'ahani, it was mevatel of the Yetzar of Arayas. So Frank, Rabbi Yaakov Enden, how could Rashi say, fishback, that the Yetzar of Arayas is mitzuya, nafshu shaladim mechamdasin osavasin, it's not mitzuya, it's not misavasin osavasin. Says Rabbi Yaakov Enden, a gewaldig chiddush. Says Rabbi Yaakov Enden, it could be, elo sheyesh loymar, delo yahani elo lekrivisei, that there's a chilek between your kriven and your wife's kriven. Your kriven, says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, and a chenami. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin Samech Tal Ramad Aleph, and the Gemara in Yuma Samech Tes Amid Beis, where the Gemara says that they were vatal the Yitzhar of Arayis. That's what it's referring to. Utechavasai Mishum Kurvididei, Obavakati Ika Ishas Ish, Chamoisai, Vikalosai. Amazing.
He quotes the
people that followed Shabtai Tzvi, Kiyodur, Yaakov Emden's father, Chacham Tzvi, and his Zayda, they were from the Grace of Loichamim Keneged Shabtai Tzvi. So for Yaakov Emden, it was personal on a whole other level. But the bottom line is, Mudach Lever Shachas. So he says, unfortunately, that Arias has made a little bit of a, it's something that people are busy with, but Al Kopadim, that's what he says. That's what, that must be Pshat and Rashi. Pshat and Rashi must be that. What's that?
It was a very kashi from the other Gemara, Mi'ar Barad, Mi'ar
Barad.
So why we picked the one that's the
smallest? So Pashat Arias doesn't mean Parshas Achri Mois Arias. Is that what it means necessarily?
No, but it's Mi'ar Barad. It's only Mi'ar Barad.
Aha, so he's saying that you see the kasha from there alone on Rashi.
Yeah, why did we pick if we needed to pick one parsha, pick the one that everyone's next to?
Talk about Lashon Hara or something. Which parsha are you going to read? I'm saying, well, what do you want to read? Which parsha? Which parsha exactly?
What?
Right. Avak Lashon Hara. Yeah, what's that? Eila advarim ashativa Hashem al kol Yisrael. Eila advarim. Yeah, but what's it called? No, but I'll tell you just one other aura that popped into my head, and that is we're learning now kavuchaymers and gzeirah shavas. So avada just kedai to mention the Hilig Bnei Yisachar, who says that we know that the Torah is nidrish b'yud gimel midrash. So whenever you have these types of dafin, so it's all daimino va'ikiba asra that the yud gimel midrash atayr nidreshes behem. They correlate to the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. He says, but it's not just Ba'ifin Kloli. If you go in the Seder of the Yud Gimel Midos Atayr Nidreshes Behem, each one goes Keneged the Seder of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. And he works, of course, with the Seder of Darizal, that the Tanoi Debi Huda already brought Raya's in his Drashas Hatzlach is the right one. That what's the first one? Kale. And what's the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Atayr Nidreshes Behem? That's Kal V'Chomer. And says the Hilig of Bnei Yisachar that Kale is the Midah of Refuah. On no kel no refuah no la. The second of the Yud Gimel Midos is Rachum. Kel Rachum. Rachum is the midah of Kapara. Vahu Rachum. Vahu Rachum Yechaper Ovoi. And that's the Kapara. And that goes connected to the second of the Yud Gimel Midos Atayin Adreshes Behem, which is Gzeir Shavas. Either way, we had a daf that talks about Kal V'chomer, Gzeir Shavas. It's connected to the midas of Kel and Rachum. Yom Kippur is the day of the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim. Either way, we should all be zeichet to refuahs and kaparas.